Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Satan knows the nature of men and uses it to his own, as he supposes, advantage. Paul was quite aware of his devices and warned about those who were duped into promoting these deceptions. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. These deceivers have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. There is no shortage of those who speak cunningly devised fables, nor of those who will readily receive these deceptions. One of the safeguards which the Lord has put in place for the benefit of his children is the local assembly, where each part of the body is seeking to supply that which the body is in need of. This ministry of the saints, one to another, is that means whereby the saints are strengthened and encouraged in sound doctrine, which helps each to identify the tellers of fables. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be comforted. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. The Lord warned his disciples of those deceptions which would come in the earth. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Yet he also comforted them with the knowledge that those whom he would guide into all truth would not be deceived. The greatest and most cunningly devised fable that has been foisted upon the unsuspecting religious men of this world is any message which does not have Jesus Christ and him crucified as its only component. Any other message is superfluous and will ultimately lead men away from Christ to embrace numerous competing doctrines. All other doctrines are useless apart from the firm foundation of the redeeming work of Christ. Another cunningly devised fable is that God loves every person in the earth with the same degree of love. This flies in the very face of the scripture which declares, "Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated." The stark and simple truth that the Lord loves a particular people of his own choosing forms the very basis of the purpose for which Christ came into the world as the Redeemer. He came to save that people which were given to him in the eternal covenant of redemption. For them he prayed and died. I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Yet another cunningly devised fable is that men have the ability to have faith as a function of their own will and choice. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. To deny that faith is the gift of God, quite apart from any work of the will or flesh, is to deny the necessity of the redemptive work of Christ. To assert that by having faith as a product of his will, a man denies his need of Christ's work, and or his sovereign prerogative to show mercy to whom he will. Another cunningly devised fable is that we must wait for some future date to see the Lord sitting upon the throne of his kingdom. He came into this world as the Lion of the tribe of Judah with the specific purpose of saving his people from their sins. As a triumphant king, he has made a show of all of his enemies openly. To think that he must wait to occupy some earthly throne in order to be a king is to fail to see that his kingdom is one of righteousness, which he has demonstrated by the redemption of those whom he has loved with an everlasting love. Another cunningly devised fable, which Peter speaks directly of, is to deny that Christ alone is the revelation of God in the earth. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Christ alone is the true message and messenger of God. Do you hear him?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.